And perhaps I misheard, and I apologize if this is the case, but I didn't hear any answers regarding a question on the definition of propaganda. And is all hate speech part of hate propaganda, or is some hate speech excluded from propaganda? I didn't get an answer to that question. My next question, actually, that I raised and I didn't hear an answer to, regards commitment. The involvement of churches and unions to help curb hate speech as regards migrants. To what extent has the state involved civil society, especially churches and unions, in combating hate speech? My next question deals a little bit with gender matters and freedom of expression. We have information according to which there is an issue. How does Iceland handle survivors of domestic violence when there are matters of defamation or when there are abuses, as under Article 228 to 242 of the Criminal Code? What is Iceland's position on the rather broad, vague definitions of law on defamation as under 223B? And how does this affect victims of violence, gender-based violence, given the Human Rights Committee's position by which defamation should not lead to imprisonment? Does Iceland intend to amend its criminal code to prevent a prison sentence for defamation? Thank you very much in advance.
Muchas gracias a usted, señor Ondía.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ondía. We will now hear Mr. Tarraya, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. And thank you, the delegation of Iceland, for your responses